Hello, this is Gabe, and Happy New Year. Yeah, lots of more crazy stuff happening IRL, so I haven't been able to record much shit. But, yeah, I was thinking about maybe doing an episode of my favorite movies of last year, which I really could only think of two. And I'm just going to go ahead and get them over with before I start talking about this anime fucking... this crazy anime, I wouldn't say rabbit hole, but how I got sucked into it recently. But, you know what, I am going to be making separate episodes on The Killer, which is on Netflix, David Fincher film, with Michael Fassbender. There we go. Yeah, I love that dude. He's fucking cool. Yeah, I love that movie. And another one of my favorite films of last year is When Evil Lurks. That movie fucked me up, man. It's a really good movie, but man, it's brutal. It's super fucking brutal. And yeah, it burned some images in my head. I'm never going to be able to fucking get out, ever. I forgot the name of the director, but he also did Terrified, which came out in 2018. That movie also fucked me up, but I think he outdid himself with When Evil Lurks. And John saw the movie, and he said it had somewhat of the demonic possession mechanics of Record, sort of. Yeah, he's right. Record from Spain. And When Evil Lurks and Terrified, yeah, those are from Argentina. Really good movies, man. Oh, they're so badass. But yeah, I'm going to do that later. Right now, I just want to actually just go ahead and start talking about the anime stuff. Because, man, for so long, I've had friends just trying to get me into anime. They've recommended all this bullshit to me, and I just always put it off. And I think to explain why I've been putting it off so long, I just have to go into this whole background about it. So I guess let's just get started right now. So I started watching some anime. But again, first I want to talk about my background with anime. I'm not a weeb, nowhere near it. So back in 2001, I got into Trigun. It was the first anime I actually got into and enjoyed and can say I was a big fan of. Before that, I'd seen stuff like Ninja Scroll, Wicked City, and I think that's it. Oh, and Vampire Hunter D. All I had seen were movies, pretty much. I never really saw any TV shows. I mean, I guess unless you want to count Transformers when I was a kid, maybe. But you know, I'd seen some Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. But I never got into it enough to watch a whole episode. And everything I know about, you know, the Dragon Ball series is straight from my friends. You know, they literally spoke to me about it throughout the years. You know, like sometimes we'd be at work bored, so I would ask questions about it. So that's how I know very little tiny things about the series. But Trigun. Oh, man. I loved it. What got me into Trigun were the character designs. I had seen these characters in previews, which was a monthly catalog. I'm pretty sure it's still around. It's a monthly catalog of nothing but comic books and anime, you know, like action figures, models to build from Japan, all that shit. And that's how I first found out about Trigun. I was seeing busts, action figures, manga, and one day I went to this local comic book shop here, and they do sell American comics, but it's big, not huge, but it seems like they had a huge collection of manga, American comics, or just Western comics in general, and Warhammer 40K. Dude, they had so much fucking 40K shit there. But out of all the comic book shops I ever went to, I think they were in the manga slash anime business more than anyone else here in San Antonio. There was a place called Dragon's Lair Comics. You know, I stopped by because, you know, I would like to go to nearby comic book shops and see what they had. So this place had some Trigun stuff. Lost Girls, DVDs, action figures. So I picked up a DVD. It was the first volume. And I went home and I was fucking blown away. I liked it. I loved the comedy, the Western sci-fi setting, the characters. Luckily for me, not too long after a box set came out with all volumes, I think it was like in 2001, you know, I bought it. I became more than a fan with each episode, dude, like for real. I loved Millie and Mero, especially Millie. She was the most adorable character in the whole show, and I was just pretty fucking hooked. So, I went back to Dragon's Lair and bought some Wall Scrolls action figures, and it didn't fucking stop there. I had ordered other stuff from overseas, like capsule toys, and then there was these little capsule busts, other mini busts, the McFarlane versions and the variants, keychains, soundtracks. I loved this fucking show. But then came a time when I just wanted to drink alcohol like every fucking day, and I sold it all. You know, like, for drinking money, you know. Like the shit excuse Ray's parents sold her off for. I mean, that's what fucking Kylo Ren said, right? Parents sold you off for drinking money, fucking stupid ass. But anyways, yeah, that was the first and only anime I was a big fan of. Like, sure, I tried checking out others. A friend of mine showed me Hellsing when it came out, and I could not help but think, damn, this is a Trigun Vampire Hunter D ripoff. There was a short movie I didn't like a lot. I think I still have it on VHS. It's called Twilight of the Dark Master. It wasn't even like an hour long. I think it was like 45 minutes or so. But I did enjoy that one a lot. But I was not weeb levels. I was just a casual enjoyer at the time. And this was mid-2000s or so. I guess now they would call us, my kind, a tourist. I wouldn't even consider myself a tourist. I was just like, you know, because I wasn't, you know, I already knew what it was. I just wasn't looking in to stay in long term. I was just, okay, I like some stuff. That's it. But yeah, that's the last time I ever messed with anime. And I didn't care for it. Nothing was Trigun, so I didn't care. So fast forward to 2017. I'm sorry if my voice sounds low. I just realized I was kind of moving away from the mic right now. But, oh yeah, my allergies are all fucked up. My nose is all clogged up, so I apologize on that. So, again, fast forward to 2017, and there was this one person I met online, and she was talking about anime in guild chat on Guild Wars 2. And the other guildies were talking as well. Then I threw in my 2 cents, and I was there like, you know, anime is trash, talk about something else. And I still held Trigun as the best thing, and for some reason I could not watch anything else that was anime, because no matter what, I would always compare it to Trigun. So, I was shown, I think it's called Magical Girl Madoka. So, I saw that, that's what they threw at me. The point was to show me anime is good and not trash. I mean, I guess, I don't know, I wouldn't say trying to convert me, but, you know, at least say, hey, you know, it's pretty good. One of the peeps streamed it on Discord and I watched. No, it wasn't Discord. It was, Discord didn't have streaming at the time. It was a Rabbit or some shit like that. It was like some website where you could stream your browser. And it was called Rabbit, something like that. But at first I was like, okay, adorable girls doing magic stuff. One of them is an asshole, or I thought it was an asshole. But they, you know, then came a point where you find out that the quiet one slash the one I thought was an asshole I haven't seen it since, so I'm trying my best to remember. But she's been time traveling, from what I understand, because all the fucking girls die but her. And she's going back trying to save the one girl who was the newest member of the group. And from what I remember, they became best friends back then. And one day, the main girl killed, or got killed. All the fucking girls got killed. So, yeah. Oh, man. Again, I'm trying to remember, but this other one, the one I remember, the quiet one with the glasses. I think she had glasses. I know she had dark hair. It goes back in time to where the main girl was, where she was not a magical girl or part of the group, and tries to protect her. And that's why I said she kind of seems like an asshole. And I remember this one room filled with chairs. Like there's chairs all over the place, and I think they're like pointing towards a bed. And I was told that the chairs represent the magical girls who have died throughout time. Apparently the chairs were just building up with each failure, I think. And that's some pretty dark shit. Now, even some of the death scenes were just horrifying. Like seeing this cute little anime girl get her head bitten off by some clown worm, and then it just consumes her fucking corpse. And just like you don't see it, but you see where it bites her head, and her corpse is just there dangling, and then it just falls where it just separates her fucking head from her corpse, you know, the body and the neck. I was like, oh man, that's... Oh, that was so brutal. But it's still not Trigun, so get the fuck out of here. You know, that was my fucking mentality there. So, some years later, like a year or two or more of my friends were trying to get me into anime. One guy recommended Tokyo Ghoul, which I still have not watched. One recommended Food Wars. And you know, since I obviously like the comedy in anime a lot, because, you know, Trigun. This friend streamed Food Wars. And yes, Trigun is a comedy, but with super insanely dark final episodes leading to the ending. Legato's death is still... Man. Legato's death... Was it Legato Blue Summers? It's been that long since I've seen Trigun. But that death was pretty fucked up and dark, just because of everything that was happening at the same time. But I saw the first episode of Food Wars and I liked it. But I did not get past that. I just wasn't in the mood for watching anything anime. And around that time, I was shown the first two episodes of One Punch Man. And I really liked those first two episodes. And man, that must have been like almost 2 years ago, I think, maybe. For sure over a year. I don't know about almost. Maybe almost 2 years. I don't know. But the other night, some friends were over, and one of them showed us Dragon Ball Z Abridged, and it was fucking hilarious. And I wanted to see more hilarious anime shit. So one of my best friends came over the other day, like 2 days ago, and before we went to go visit my brother in the hospital, he logged into his Crunchyroll and Hulu accounts on my PC. So we picked up where we left off and saw the third episode of One Punch Man, then off to the hospital. And when I came back home with food, I decided, you know what? Now I'll watch some more One Punch Man while I eat my food. And that's how the fucking the binge watching started. I could not stop. It was fucking hilarious. It was badass. It was fucking epic. I finished the whole season that day. The next day, which was yesterday, I watched all of season 2. I did not think season 2 was as good, but I was only about less than halfway through it when I thought this. Then it picked up, and damn. When I got to the end, it was amazing, epic, beautiful, kick-ass, awesome, all fucking rolled into one. This one scene where King is calling out some demon centipede thing to just get its attention. And when it flies to him, he calls out to Saitama. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Saitama. And he yells his name to jump out and punch this fucking demon thing. That little scene was everything I miss about Western comic books / animations, shit, even action movies. I found the Avengers Endgame scene with Captain America looking defeated, and then you hear his radio and Falcon says, like, on your left or some shit like that. Then all the portals open up and the fucking whole good guy army come marching out. I'm sorry, I just found it underwhelming. Of course, unpredictable, but I just thought it was meh. Like, for real. I just felt the delivery on that was just very fucking weak. I don't know. But One Punch Man, it's so predictable. But it's meant to be. It's making fun of all action fiction across the world. But it still fucking blew me away. A friend said he avoided the second season because the animation studio who did the first season moved on to do something else. But that scene, you see this giant purple centipede demon rushing towards King. And King is not a fighter. But he is a rank S because he's around when monsters get defeated. No one actually sees him beat the monster, but people are around to give him credit. So he's like a fucking normal guy who doesn't fight and only plays video games, and that's how he became an S-rank hero. It's fucking hilarious. I know I'm going off on explaining King, but I feel I have to for those who have not seen it or why I find this scene amazing. So, King and Saitama become really cool friends and play video games together. King was beating Saitama at video games all day, and it pissed him off that he needed to release that stress. So they go looking for Genos, Saitama's friend / disciple, because they think he might be in trouble. So they go towards where all the explosions are happening. Because yes, Genos is there with other heroes fighting this giant fucking demon centipede threat that they managed to somewhat defeat, but it only fucking regenerated because they were like, fuck, it's dead, but we need to get the fuck out of here because apparently we fucking did nothing. So this demon thing is looking powerful. It's looking for powerful heroes to defeat. So King calls out to it and says he's got this other hero who defeated that centipede demon before with him, you know, to get his attention and lure him in. So the demon flies at fucking full speed towards King. And while it's flying, King is like, okay, he's coming. Saitama, where are you? You know, like, kind of paraphrasing. But he's nervous. And, he's just a bait. And Saitama does not come out. Then King yells Saitama's name. When he yells Saitama's name, everything goes quiet. The demon growling goes quiet. The music stops. All you hear is King yelling. And halfway through yelling Saitama's name, oh man, I love this fucking scene. So midway of yelling his name, I am blasted by this amazing shot of Saitama in this epic hero pose where he is revving his punch and you can hear his fucking cape flowing because at for this small second, you hear no music. You just hear the punch getting revved up and the cape flowing with the wind, you know, fucking moving it around. This white screen. It was like a very bright yellow screen. And he punches the demon so fucking hard, it just dies, dude. Like, it doesn't even fucking regenerate. It just, the demon's just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm dead. The thing just got punched so hard, it's regenerative fucking ability gave up too. It just turns into nothing. Like, the fucking sound effect for the punch, it was so good. It's just like, yeah, that sounds like it fucking make anything just want to give up for the day or forever. So predictable. I knew it was coming. I knew he was going to be the one to defeat it. I knew it. It was going to be followed by and kind of predictable because, you know, he got his ass kicked in video games all day. So he needed to get his frustration out somehow on something. So, yeah, he actually ends up saying something. He's like, again, paraphrasing, he's like, yeah, I got my frustrations out from losing in video games with that. And all that, in just a couple of seconds, hit harder than anything Avengers Endgame threw at me. I know people went crazy and cheered when the portals on Endgame opened. Not me. But when I saw Saitama revving that punch up, and then the amazing kick-ass music comes in that puts the shitty Avengers theme to shame, I literally shouted, fuck yeah. I had a big fucking smile on my face, dude. I was fucking happy. This is how the second season ended. And damn it, I want more One Punch Man. That I'm just going to binge watch both seasons again. I maybe have to buy physical copies of them soon because I love them that much. And yeah, Trigun's been replaced. One Punch Man is now officially my fave anime. Again, I don't watch much anime. I've just seen very little. So yeah, this is my fucking favorite. Easily, right now. But not only that, it's opened the doors to other anime for me. And I'm going to watch more stuff. I'm also not going to keep it to just comedy this time. I'm going to keep an open mind and watch other stuff. There is another anime I do love that I forgot to mention. And I started watching it last year. It's called Nichijo. I think I'm saying that correct. Or maybe wrong. Nichijo. And I'm sure, again, I'm not pronouncing that correctly at all. So sorry, but that anime is straight up fucking hilarious. And fuck it, I'm going to have to say it's my second fave anime so far. The humor in that anime is so fucking unpredictable. It's chaotic. It's a fucking stealth bomber with just laughter bombs. But you know what? Yeah, I no longer hate weebs since they are the ones who introduced me to more amazing shit after Trigun. And I was thinking, well, now the only problem is, where the fuck do I start, right? Where do I go from here? And they've given me a bunch of recommendations. So he made me a Hulu profile and I added some stuff there. One thing I am kind of sort of excited on watching is Assassination Classroom, because I've been hearing a lot about that. I added Spy Family. My bestie said I should add some 80s anime, something lame, experiment something lame. I don't fucking know. It sounds familiar, but I don't know. You know what? I think I should just open up Hulu real quick to see what I've added so far. It's not even like a big fucking... It's not even a big list. It's a small list. So I added Tokyo Ghoul because, you know, I got recommended that. Assassination Classroom, Chainsaw Man, which I did see the first episode last year. I liked it. Spy Family, My Hero Academia. And I heard I would like that since I like, you know, superhero stuff. And Demon Slayer. So, I originally meant to record this episode. It's almost 6 p.m. right now. I wanted to record this episode after I ate breakfast, which is around 10 p.m. But Jesus Christ, dude. I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat. You know, just like One Punch Man, I'll eat my food and watch some anime. I started watching Demon Slayer. That anime is pretty fucking addicting, dude. Holy shit. So, I'm actually talking to my friend right now on Discord about it. He was one of the guys who was telling me to watch Demon Slayer. And he says, dude, Demon Slayer fucking pulls your emotions. And yeah, that's really fucking true. Just the way the whole show started. Again, I'm not too familiar with character names, but the main guy on Demon Slayer, like, everybody likes him. He's happy with his family, his mom, and his siblings. everyone's just so nice to him in the village down the mountain. I was like, I know something bad's gonna fucking happen, dude. Just that first episode, his whole fucking family dies, but his sister is now a demon. And here's one thing, I was kind of confused. So I'm like, okay, it's called Demon Slayer. But all these monsters have got, like, vampire properties, if that's the best way to put it. You know, like, silver fucks them up, sunlight fucks them up. Yeah, like, they do devour people, but I do see them biting necks of people. That first demon he encounters, he just butchered a family, but he's just licking the blood. And just the blood makes, I forgot his sister's name, but she's super adorable too. But you see her mouth watering. So, yeah, I had looked it up on Reddit too. I was like, am I the only one who thinks like there was a mistranslation with vampire and demon? But apparently they call them Oni. And I've heard that Oni means demon. But I read on Reddit that that's another mistranslation. Oni is just a general term for supernatural monsters, ghouls, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily mean demon. So that makes more sense. But yeah, the first episode was just brutal, man. It's fucking heartbreaking. That's like the best way I can sum it up. And just some of the twists that the story delivers. Like, oh man, I didn't know these characters were dead. That's pretty sad. I really like the crows. They're hilarious. And I think that one dude, I forgot his name, but the coward, the yellow guy. I love how his crow is not even a crow, it's a fucking sparrow. But that's like the most adorable fucking thing ever. Because the sparrow just gives him so much shit. And I enjoy watching the sparrow every time it's on screen. I really like the dude with the fucking boar head. He just walks around wearing this boar's head. And he's fucking crazy and he's nuts. He's just out of fucking control. Like, this dude's insane. But he's actually one of the good guys. And his face reveal was his face reveal was like a big what the fuck moment. And yeah. It sounds like a fucked up dark horror series, but it is. But unlike Marvel / DC movies, they know how to do the mix of drama, horror, action, and comedy. Unlike Marvel films and DC films where they just eventually just got outweighed by comedy and they just became comedy films. It's just like, yeah, you just can't take it seriously. And the movies just end up not taking themselves seriously. And with these fucking animes, even One Punch Man, with the Hero Hunter, like, even his backstory, like, it got really serious for a moment, and I was like, I understand this guy, and I don't blame him at all for being, or for calling himself a monster. And everything that was taken away from us in the West, you know, in comic books and movies, and just being used as fucking pandering fodder just for more money. It's garbage, man. And I'm glad so far that anime is, man, it's still keeping shit real. It might be a fucking comedy show, but it still has its moments where it makes you want to fucking cry. It makes you fucking, it you'll get angry. Like, there were just, I left off on Demon Slayer. I left off on the spider demon girl. And she does this one thing to other demon slayers, and it really pissed me off. I was like, I hope this little bitch fucking gets it, dude. I hope she dies. But even then, whenever a demon dies, they show you of who they were before they were demons. Again, you know, they're pretty much rather just be vampires because they get turned into demons. And dude, it's fucking sad every fucking time. Jesus Christ, I swear, it's just so fucking sad. These characters have such fucking tragic backstories. It's like Guns of the Patriots was a Metal Gear Solid 4, where every time you kill one of the Beauty Beast Corps girls, you're like, yeah, those bitches were fucking crazy. And then you hear the backstory, and you're just like, oh, man. You feel all fucking bad and sad. You're just like, yeah, that's fucking tragic, dude. And that's the way this is. It's got silly moments. It's got really silly comical moments where the show just doesn't take itself serious, but then it just fucking hits you. And it just gets you, and you're just... It'll get you with either sadness or just really joyful scenes where you just, like, exciting scenes, like again, with Saitama and One Punch Man, where he just punches that fucking demon. It just like, fucking undoes itself from reality. It's just like, yeah, fuck this, I'm done. Man. So yeah, I'm... Today, when I logged on, you know, like, when I had my food ready, I was like, you know what, I should watch a movie. But I just didn't want to watch a movie, man. I was like, you know what, I should just say, fuck it, watch Demon Slayer, see if I like it. And now I really fucking like it. And now I actually want to try the fucking video game. It's supposed to be like the Dragon Ball Z Budokai. It's like a fighting game. You know what? I'm really liking Demon Slayer a lot. That I would not mind buying that and checking it out. Because, yeah. Man, holy shit. Yeah, Demon Slayer is really good. And I want to continue to watch more. But I'm going to save the rest for tomorrow or maybe later. Because I still got a couple of hours before I go to sleep. So, we're going to watch a couple of more episodes later tonight. And then binge the rest. I think there's like, what? 26 episodes in the first season? 28? I'm at episode 17. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Can't wait to watch the rest. But yeah, that's it for now. I'm going to go ahead and, report back with what I thought about it at the end. And see if I binge watch the second season too. I've also been reading, again, because with all the talk we had throughout the year of cosmic horror, Lovecraftian horror, I've been reading a lot of H.P. Lovecraft. I'm actually reading the full, complete H.P. Lovecraft works. I'm reading them all in alphabetical order. And I'm liking it. So, I don't know. I'll probably do an episode on that too. I'm not going to wait till I'm done with the whole thing. I'll just, you know, like a progress report. What I think about it now. All the way to the end. There's like 1,400 pages. So, man, there's a lot to read. But yeah, but you know what? That's it for now. Hey, I take back all the shit I said about weebs. Now let's just hope that they gatekeep their love for anime away from people who want to ruin it for the worst. But yeah, that's it, man. Peace.